Hey, hello, Mr. Knight. Well, I see you haven't arrived in the building yet, but since I hold the music contract to your little brother's rap career in my hands, I have no doubt you will see it in your best interest, Mr. Knight, to show up and preserve my main event at Change It. Excellent, son. You always were a good team player, Todd. And let's face it, regardless of the muddy past we used to have, you've always worked together with me. Wouldn't you agree, son? Now, just in case you try to pull a little funny stuff, Mr. Knight, mark my words, son, if you do not lay down for Rick Ratchet tonight, I will have your brother rapping as JoJo the Half-Faced Clown before every superstar show until his contract runs out. And Mr. Knight, you will be pushed down so low to the bottom of each card that people think you're actually selling merchandise for Mike Morrison. Now, are we clear, Mr. Knight? Good. And I'll see you in about 30 minutes. Oh, no. Thank you, Mr. Knight.
Hey, before you hang up on me, Ricky, let me ask you something. What would you say if I said I just spoke to Todd Knight not 5 seconds ago and I have some great news for you? Yes, and tonight, you get to relax, take it easy, and guess what? Guess what, Ricky? Guess what I did for you, my world heavyweight champion? Yeah, hey, you'll never get. Todd Knight is gonna lay down for you. That's right, boy. You're gonna win the match. You don't even have to break a sweat. What do you think about that? Hey, hello? 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 Oh, God dang it. Yeah, I'm looking down on the tunnel or something. Oh, Mr. Petit, tonight, you're gonna get stinking rich. Ah!
Located right here in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm your host, the Promo Machine, and tonight in our main event, it's gonna be True Greatness Mike Morrison taking on the drunken bastard Billy Ray, and it's gonna be for the TeleWA World Television Championship. After winning the title from Derek Parks last month, Mike Morrison has vowed not only to vacate the TV title that he's just won, but if he is victorious tonight, Mike Morrison will announce the plan for the first ever True Greatness World Television Title Tournament. Throughout the week leading up to this match, Billy Ray has pretty much done nothing but drink his face off. And I have to say this, that the more Billy Ray drinks, the more alcohol this man consumes, the more dangerous he will become. Which brings me to our next topic, Dangerous and Dirty, DCP. The dirtiest player in the game, Derek Cheap Shot Park, once again revived the conspiracy theory that Mr. Batee and Rick Righteous are indeed partners in crime. I have to admit, when DDP lost last week, I too jumped on the bandwagon calling their feud the worst-kept secret since Eddie Alvarez admitted that DC was really a man. But after watching the replay, I have to apologize to our World Heavyweight Champion, Rick Righteous, for my erroneous and irresponsible comments, and if we can just rerun the replay right now, I'll explain why. Let's go to the overtime.
That was a three count. Don't you know how to count?
Parks cannot believe that Rick Righteous just kicked out and rolling from the ring. Oh, no, Derek. Derek, don't do it. Parks is sliding a ladder into the squared circle, and Righteous is still very groggy. Setting up the ladder of extreme in the middle of the ring, Parks begins to climb, and if he hits this move, it's going to be all she wrote. The crowd is telling him to jump, and leaping off the ladder into the air, here comes Parks down with the frog splash, and we have a new champion. One, two, three. The referee signals for the bell, and my God, Derek Parks has shocked the world. Okay, folks, so I think my point is made. Did you hear the bell before the referee said three? Now, I was riveted on the referee's hand. That's how I do my cadence. But just in case you missed it, let me play that for you one more time. One, two, three. The referee signals for the bell, and my God, Derek Parks has shocked the world. So there you have it, folks. I apologize to Rick Righteous for the error of my ways and hope that we can look past this unfortunate incident. And with that said, let's go to the ring for our opening bout.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Atlanta, Georgia, and welcome to WWE Sunday Superstar. That was a barbed wire rope drill, and it's scheduled for one fall with no time limit. Carefully entering the ring, he hails from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and is called the Human Battering Ram, the Beastmaster, and by some, the sickest man on earth. Psychos and psychopaths, embrace the horror that is the Beastmaster, Reggie Lambert.
My God! Look at this entrance as Lambert's music finally comes to a fade. The arena lights have come back on and the red spotlights have ceased to move across the crowd. Folks inside the ring wearing a black t-shirt with a green skull on the front and a pair of simple blue jean shorts, you can see Orgy Lambert's eyes that he is ready to fight his opponent. As he paces back and forth, followed around in the ring by his friend, Seven Swanson, Orgy slaps Seven's green army pants, poking Seven in the chest with his finger in a very, if I might say, aggressive manner. I think Lambert is reminding his friend of what happened to him last week when he was distracted, allowing the bartender to hit Lambert over the head with that damn whiskey bottle, securing the victory for Billy Ray. After the match, Orgy Lambert openly admitted that he was not down and out, but extremely upset by the antics of the Drunken Bastard's manager. Almost refusing to get into the ring tonight, Orgy Lambert told me before the show that he wasn't interested in becoming a gimmick wrestler and that the barbed wire used in this match simply wasn't necessary. Adding to this a few bizarre flashbacks and possibly Orgy becoming a father to the baby of young Sally, you get one hell of a confused and dangerous opponent. And speaking of dangerous men and dangerous opponents, it's time to introduce Mike Johnson.
Bad Boy South, Block Entertainment.
I see you, Block.
Boys in the Hood.
I like this right here.
You ready? That's right.
And here's the opponent. Entering the ring from Minnesota, he is the owner of Midwest Championship Wrestling, and is one of the longest BHW rostered wrestlers to still be in existence today. Welcome if you would, he is the man, Mike Johnson!
Johnson isn't waiting and immediately fires forward, missing with a wild clothesline from Helen, stopping short. His forward momentum is too much alike. Oh, Orgy Lambert to connect with a jump kick to the back of his head into the corner. Oh, God, he just ran into a mangled barbed wire turnbuckle, and Johnson is trying to wrestle himself free from the slicing metal of Extreme. Orgy is given time now to pull up a strand of barb and piling it up over the logo. You can see Johnson still tugging with the flesh-covering barb in the corner, ripping Johnson back by the hair from the entanglement of horror. Orgy Lambert, oh, he just slammed his opponent, body slamming him onto the pile of barb and arching his back in pain. You can already see the slashes and gashes on the body cavity of Mike Johnson. Oh my God, Lambert just tore off Johnson's t-shirt, and look at the cut on Mike Johnson's chest. I think I'm going to be sick as the blood starts to seep from Mike Johnson's open wound. Orgy Lambert, oh, he just poured Johnson to his feet by his mouth, and oh, he's applying a tight side bloody headlock. Back up into the corner and pointing his finger towards the center of the ring, Orgy charges forward and lunging into the air legs out. Oh, face first into the barbed wire mount goes a man Mike Johnson, courtesy of a hardcore bulldog, and this crowd has exploded, and listen to them chant. Mike Johnson has early in the match donned the proverbial crimson mask, and right now the referee better seriously think about stopping this match before Mike Johnson is hurt permanently for the rest of his life. Sitting up in a cocky way with his hands in his lap, Orgy Lambert just smeared, oh my God, he just smeared the freshly drawn blood from Mike Johnson's forehead across his face and down his chest. What is this, a Predator movie? And look at him nodding with approval, of course. Seven's going to encourage Orgy to continue the blood play. Back to his feet and off the canvas, Orgy forces the blood cover Johnson into the corner with an Irish whip. Oh no, Johnson reverses the hold, and it leaves Orgy hitting the turnbuckle with a thud. And it raises Johnson, closes in, darting across the ring and into the air. Oh, chest to chest, finger splash, and it's Johnson who's taking hold of the barb, unloading with repeated kicks to the midsection of Lambert. Again, 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 he's stopping a bottle on Orgy Lambert, and Lambert takes the knee. Oh, Orgy goes low, looking for Mr. Goodbar. And Mike Johnson just got the rug pulled from underneath him. Now with Orgy Lambert in control, it's a snap neck breaker that connects on Mike Johnson. And just like that, Mike Johnson is back on the end of the whipping stick. Seven is calling for an end to this massacre, and Orgy is nodding. And dragging Johnson to his feet, Lambert pulls him into the center of the ring, straddling the mounds of bloodstained barbed wire. And oh my God, could he be calling for the crown of thorns? I believe it is, and jamming Johnson's head between his eyes. Orgy looks to pleasure the goddess of shiver and cranking Johnson's leg upwards towards the heavens of hell. Down onto the barbed wire with a neck-cracking thud. And this one has to be over. One, two, three. Ring the bell because Orgy Lambert has just crucified and sacrificed Mike Johnson without the holy water. My God, that match was quick, but was it extreme or what? Oh my God, look at the blood.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the contest by pinfall, the Beastmaster, Orgy Lambert.
I'm really just not sure why Orgy Lambert looked like a complete lunatic inside the ring tonight. But rumors have it that he blames Mike Johnson for the death of his wife and child. And don't ask me to elaborate any more on that, because I just don't know. The bottom line is this. When Orgy Lambert gets into the zone, there aren't a lot of superstars here in WWA who can match this man's intensity and his extreme violence. It's time to take a break. But when we return, it's going to be the WWA Heavyweight Champion, Absolutely Real. And he's going to open up with the highlight reel. And his guest tonight is going to be none other than the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, Rick Righteous. We'll see you in a few, and my God, could somebody please get a medical team out here to give Mike Johnson some attention?